Yes, I am. And overnight, I've been in contact with a number of people from Inishowen, and in particular, I've been in direct contact with Bernie McGuinness and John Ryan. So they've been giving me an anecdotal assessment on the ground. It is an absolute devastation, and a lot of people have been affected, businesses and homesteads, and obviously roads as well. So what I've done, I've been in touch with Minister Boxer Mourne's office this morning, and he has agreed to come up today. He wants to see it himself, so I'll be meeting him up in Inishowen later on today, and I'm very thankful for him for doing that at short notice. But he gets a sense as well from the evidence that he's picking up, and from the conversation that there is a need to do that. So we'll get him up. He's already been in contact with Minister Ross this morning. He's spoken to him. I've been in contact with his office as well. So it's about the assessment. I know the council will be doing a lot of work to get the right assessment, and then obviously we need a government response. Definitely need a government response to this issue.
How does that manifest itself? Obviously the council will need support in terms of roads and bridges and that type of thing, but there are also many stories of people left homeless that are in an immediate crisis. Can there be some sort of an emergency fund to help those?
Well, look, this is part of the assessment. I know from speaking to people that there are housing estates badly affected in the likes of Buncrana. There's other households affected. There's farmers affected. I'm hearing, you know, examples of stock being lost as well. So it's really, really widespread. We don't know the true extent of it. So we need to be on the ground. So I'll be joining with the minister and Inishowen today, and meeting with my council colleagues to ensure that we get a thorough assessment, and obviously a very, very immediate response as well, because this is absolutely devastating. And I suppose only for the very effective and quick response of the emergency services and the council and people from within the community, it could have been a lot worse. So I'm aware of that.